We're early in this new season. What issues are out there for you this year?
Well, we're in the middle of a big October fruit drop. Looks like maybe the worst I've ever seen, but then growers tend to say that. I think the nutritional programs have done a great job of keeping trees alive and producing, but it appears that with greening, we're going to have to live with a lot of fruit that we bring halfway to maturity and then drop on the ground. We'll see by the end of the season whether the yields hold up. They did last year. Our yields have been holding steady using nutritionals, and hopefully it'll be that way again now.
And you think this fruit drop, and I've heard it from other folks, you think a big part of that is with the progression of greening?
October fruit drops have been happening since first orange tree in Florida, but they've definitely gotten worse, and you can tell trees that have any symptoms of greening have a more severe drop than a tree that looks healthier.
So I think I heard you telling some of your fellow growers canker has spread worse in the last year or so for you.
Canker's another disease that we thought we were doing a great job with all summer and then got into August and all of a sudden had canker spread pretty rampant, pretty dramatic. We've kept the fruit clean, and so we're not having too much fruit drop from canker, but it's certainly spread throughout my grove.
What are your hopes for the future on HLB, canker, and other issues?
I'd like to have the magic bullet, and if not, I'd like to have high enough prices while we spend the money to survive until that magic bullet comes along.
But you're doing pretty well, you said, with the nutritionals. They're the closest thing we've had to a magic bullet so far, I guess.
Yeah, the high prices have allowed us to do a lot of experimenting and a lot of nutritional variety experiments with a lot of nutritionals, and they are working.
You told me, even with the diseases and such, the last few years have been interesting for you. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm an old vegetable grower, and that's a fast-moving business. I retired to citrus about 12, 15 years ago and thought I would relax and just make a few phone calls every week when I wanted things done. With the advent of these diseases, you better be active and you better be aggressive in your grove or you're not going to survive. So my retirement has turned into a full-time job, and I love it. The challenge has been exciting to me, and my theory is that this is a great time to be a Florida citrus grower.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.